With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a correct the mistakes episode. So I'm going to give you two sentences and in those sentences there are going to be some mistakes. In total, four. So two in each. You have to try to identify the mistake and if you can, correct it. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down these sentences. Number one. I try to don't worry about things I don't have control about. I try to don't worry about things I don't have control about. And number two, my 35 years old brother is getting married with a Spanish woman tomorrow. My 35 years old brother is getting married with a Spanish woman tomorrow. Okay, so those are the two sentences. As I said, in total, there are four mistakes for you to find. So pause this podcast and see if you can find the mistakes. And once you think you've got some, then press play and I will reveal the mistakes and the correct sentences. Okay, so hopefully you've had the opportunity to write those down and to see if you can find the mistakes. Don't worry if you had difficulty with that. Hopefully this will show you some grammar points that you can study and learn about to improve your English. So number one, I try to don't worry about things I don't have control about. Okay, the first mistake is how we use the negative. I try to don't. Well, you're trying to do something negative. And when we try to do something negative, you don't want to say, I try to don't do something. You want to say, I try not to, and then the verb. So in this case, I try not to worry. So remember that. If you try to do something negative, you must say, I try not to do this. So that's the first mistake. I try not to worry about things I don't have control about. The second mistake is the preposition at the end, about. To have control, not about something, but to have control over something. We have control over the food we eat and the exercise we do. The word you need is over and not about. So the sentence in full, I try not to worry about the things I don't have control over. And the second sentence, my 35 years old brother is getting married with a Spanish woman tomorrow. The first mistake is how we state the unit of measurement in that sentence. And the unit of measurement is 35 years old. Now, normally, if we are stating somebody's age, we say he is 35 years old or she is 20 years old. But when we state that unit of measurement before a noun, and in this case it's brother, we need to change something. We don't use years as a plural, we use it as a singular. So it should be my 35-year, singular, old brother, not my 35 years old brother. And we do this with any unit of measurement when it goes before a noun. For example, if you are going on holiday for 2 weeks, you would say, my holiday lasted for 2 weeks. But if you put that unit of measurement before a noun, for example, holiday, then it changes. My 2-week holiday was really fantastic. So just be aware of that. When the unit of measurement is before a noun, then we have it in the singular form, not the plural. Okay, and the second mistake is a bit simpler. When we get married, we don't get married with someone. We get married to someone. So the sentence is, my 35-year-old brother is getting married to a Spanish woman tomorrow. And that's it. So how did you do? Again, don't worry if you missed some or all of those. Hopefully you've learned some grammar there and also identified some areas that you might want to improve on and study in the future. So that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.